The Utah State Office of Education sometimes republishes on its official blog site, utahpublicEducation.org, State School Board member Kim Burningham's personal blog posts about education. But State School Superintendent Martel Minlove says this time the office made a mistake. Minlove posted a statement on the website saying Burningham's post, which has since been removed, contained personal opinions that are inappropriate for the site. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox was asked to look into the issue. Cox Deputy Mark Thomas says the post does appear to violate Utah law, which forbids taxpayer funds to be used to endorse candidates.
However, you know, over the years, as we've learned and worked with this section of statute, it's oftentimes better to make it a learning experience for folks where they quickly realized that there was an issue and took down the posting. There didn't seem to be a concerted effort to keep it up. It just really seemed like a mistake.
In his post, Kim Burningham encourages people to vote for political candidates who are strong supporters of public education. As an illustration, he voiced his own support for a legislative candidate and two local school board candidates. Burningham defends the endorsement, saying he prefaces all of his posts by stating the point of view expressed does not necessarily represent any organization.
I will always speak up to what I think I should be saying. Whether they publish it or not is, of course, a position that they must take and a decision they must make.
Superintendent Martel Minlove was not available for an interview on Wednesday. He said in the statement the office is reviewing its procedures for posting documents on the blog and assures this will not happen again. Whitney Evans, KUER News.